Doug Wright.
Doug Wright.
Interrupting everything to cover breaking news.
You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
We wanted to focus as much as we could today on the debates that occurred yesterday. And kind of unprecedented, Utah Debate Commission put together three major debates. The first was the Democratic candidates up in the 1st Congressional District for their primary. Then it was the 3rd Congressional District, Chris Herod and John Curtis, Republican primary. And then it was the Senate Republican primary race, Mike Kennedy and Mitt Romney. And I really appreciate so many of them making themselves available today to give a little quick recap. And in this segment, we have both Chris Herod, who will be joining us in a moment, and John Curtis. John, welcome. Thank you for joining us, Congressman. Always a pleasure.
Yes, it is, Doug. Always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
As you look back at the debate yesterday, and this is the second time that you and Chris Herod have met in a Republican primary, the special election, and now in this cycle, as you look back on the debate, what were your takeaways from the debate, and what do you hope that Utahns heard from you?
Well, I hope that they heard that this is a congressman that in the last 6 months has worked hard for them, has accomplished more in 6 months than they would have expected, I think, in a couple of years. Great committee assignments, great bills. We're working hard on constituent outreach and town hall meetings and actually having a really good time.
It worked out in some places who's going to out-conservative whom, and apparently it was deemed that you weren't conservative enough for the folks in the 3rd Congressional District. What's your response to that?
Well, I would point to the delegate convention where 59% of them voted for me, and as you well know, those tend to be the more conservative folks, and clearly did better than Chris in that venue. And, of course, the election coming up, I think, will be the final verdict on who best represents the district.
As you now bring some experience, and as you mentioned, boy, you know, you think of the things that have happened just in the 3rd District itself in the last 2 years, it's been remarkable. And what, after having served this limited time in Washington, what have you most learned back there that you think translates to needs here in the state of Utah and your influence there?
Well, I think I've learned how much there is that needs to be done. I'm meeting with a group this morning of water users who need help getting their titles transferred back to Utah from the federal government. Just at every corner, there's a need in the state, and much of it has to do with getting the federal government back into its proper role. And there's a lot of work to be done.
As you look forward to the race with Mr. Singer, assuming that you were to win, I'll ask the same question of Chris Herod. Where do you think the debate will go in the race with Mr. Singer?
Well, I'm actually looking forward to it. What I know of him is seems like a very genuine person, and I suspect we'll have some very thoughtful discussion about issues that are important to the 3rd District. Public lands is a big issue, and I suspect we'll have a lot of discussion about that. The budget and how to control the budget is on everybody's minds. They want to talk about school safety and what we're doing on that front. And, of course, immigration. My guess is those will all be very important topics.
This is a very important race to me because I live in the 3rd Congressional District.
Yes.
And I've appreciated your participation over now many years as mayor of Provo, and then also, of course, in your role as now our 3rd District Congressman. I appreciate you joining us on the program today. I've appreciated your friendship, and this is the race that will most closely affect me. And then, of course, there's the Senate race as well. But I really do appreciate you joining us today, John.
Thank you, Doug. And I don't know. I'm sure you and I both hate long goodbyes. I don't know if I'll get a chance to say officially goodbye. But my goodness, what a service you've provided over the years and how good you've been to me and to the city of Provo. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for your friendship and for your sincerity and just the many messages you've delivered for so long.
John, I appreciate that very much. Thank you. John Curtis, who is running in the Republican primary. He is the sitting congressman from the 3rd Congressional District. And we are going to be joined coming up by Chris Herod, who will also be on the line, I believe, momentarily. We'll have Chris joining us. And this is a race that we have had before in our state. And so I think Jeremy, our producer, is getting Chris on the line, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. By the way, coming up tomorrow, a very special bucket list broadcast. When we were kind of kicking around some of these ideas, I said, you know, I've always wanted to do the show from, not around the tabernacle, not about the tabernacle, but in the tabernacle. So tomorrow that bucket list dream comes true. Chris Herod is on the line with us right now. He is the Republican candidate, one of the Republican candidates for the primary race, and that race is 1 month away. Chris, thank you for joining us, and let's talk about the debate yesterday. How do you think it went? And I'm curious, too, because conservatism came up and degrees of it. Maybe we could chat a little bit about that.
You know, I do. I think the debate was great yesterday, and we got to see, you know, John basically said that, you know, that Mike Lee and Ted Cruz are extremists. And so it's a much different view of, you know, a view of conservatism. But I was grateful that those points came out. You know, it's well known that I opposed UTA's BRT, you know, a $200 million expense in Provo and Orem that saves 8 minutes on a bus route. And John finally admitted that he supported it and backed it. And, you know, I don't think that it's right that, you know, citizens from Alpine and Spanish Fork and Payson pay for that for 8 minutes. And, you know, we had a differing view on the Second Amendment. John has no problem, you know, denying our young men and women who serve in the military from coming back and not being able to push, to buy a rifle when they return until they're 21. I disagree on that. He was fine with expanding the federal government with Medicaid expansion. I've opposed that. And so for me, it was actually very good that we had a radically different view of conservatism. I mean, I don't think it's conservative when John used Provo City and taxpayer money for the rooftop concert series as campaign events. You know, I didn't get to go speak. Tanner Ainge didn't go speak. And yet he used the taxpayer money for his advantage. And so I think that's a big problem that we have in D.C. But I'm glad that, you know, at least those issues got out this time.
Doesn't any candidate we're not here to debate issues. I just wanted to get your recap. But doesn't any candidate, any incumbent, just we get that all the time here. Well, why did you have them on? You need to have me and her and everybody else on. I go, well, it's because they're sitting in the office right now and they're the newsmaker, and we would call them on any given day. And it just happens to be within a campaign. We try to be judicious. Aren't some of those things just natural things? And if there's advantage, it's just kind of the nature of the beast.
Well, not the rooftop concert series. I mean, I believe that it's an FEC violation. You know, when he used, you know, I mean, they spend tens of thousands of dollars on those activities, and yet he used them as private campaigning events. That's using corporate money and taxpayer money to his advantage. And so, you know, in other words, those type of things, that's, I think, one of the big problems that we have in Washington.
Should he have just stayed away from those events completely and not participated at all as the sitting mayor?
Well, I don't think that he should have had his campaign staff there and had T-shirts and signature gathering. Mm-hmm. You know, Tanner Ainge, again, didn't get that opportunity. He had to go out and spend thousands of dollars to raise signatures when that. And so that is using government for your advantage. And so for me, that is a big, I don't know any of my conservative friends that think that was appropriate.
I'm already holding our news hijack. I'm hijacking it for a moment, but I wanted to make sure that we're able to ask a couple more questions. Just very quickly, what's the number one thing that you hope voters will walk away from the debate and take into the election here on June 26th about you?
You know, for me, it is my willingness to stand up. I really do believe that our freedoms are in jeopardy, and that includes our Second Amendment. I think we need to stand up for that. I also think that we need to stand up. Our national debt is going to crush us, and we need people that will go back and vote against not just the public vote, but the private vote on the omnibus bill. Because our national debt is one of our greatest national security issues. And if you send me back there, there's going to be a record amount of new congressmen there, and I will go back and build a coalition with the 56 new Republicans that are going to be back there and say simply, and tell the speaker beforehand, we're not going to vote for omnibus bills that come the night before, you know, a Friday night before the government shuts down. And so that we'll, and I won't vote for the procedural bill votes that bring that bill to the floor. And so if you think that, that our nation, our freedoms are in jeopardy, then I believe that I'm the one that go back and, because I've done it in the past, I've been willing to stand up for establishment. If you want to go the way that we're continuing to go, if you think that that's fine, then John, frankly, is probably your better person. But if you think that our nation is facing a crisis and you want somebody to stand up for the Constitution, for our individual freedoms, then I believe the person. And I do echo what John said about you, Doug. You know, I wish we would have one more debate on your show. I always look forward to that. Yeah. Thank you very much for your service to this state.
Well, Chris, I've appreciated the fact that you've always taken my phone call. We've had some really good and even lively discussions on this program. I, too, appreciate your service to our state. And thank you for being part of the show today.
Well, thank you. And let us know when your going away party is.
Well, we'll hold it at the Elks Lodge in Eureka. What do you think?
Okay, that would be great. It's about the same distance as Salt Lake for me.
So. There you go. Yeah, exactly. Chris Herod with us here at KSL News Radio. We are just a little late for our news, and of course we wanted to talk with both of the candidates in the Republican primary for the 3rd Congressional District, Chris Herod and John Curtis.